Well, just after we found BRCA1, we were then able to separate the whole set of families we had into those that were linked to BRCA1 and those that showed no linkage. So one member of our team, David Golgar, teamed up with another player who hadn't been much of a player in the BRCA1 race, Mike Stratton, in an attempt to actually look at linkage information for those unlinked families, for the families that were not likely to be BRCA1 gene carriers, and to look for the next gene, BRCA2. And why did we do it? We did it because it was the next logical step. Your families are now purified, and that you have a clean set of just BRCA2 families. If we're going to offer a diagnostic, we want to offer a complete diagnostic, that is for both genes and not just one gene. So it was the logical next step for us.